No matter what happens in your life, I hope that nobody gives up on the aspiration to attain liberation and enlightenment. Otherwise, we just continue revolving around in samsara. We will never finish samsaric activities. We will never finish thinking about samsaric activities. We will never recite it, stop reciting everything in samsara, and we will never finish everything in samsara. And this is the case, life after life. And we will go up and we'll go down, and we'll experience really sufferings that really we are won't be able to bear. We really have this precious human life, and so it's very good that we follow the Dharma path. And this precious human life comes from merit, from countless lifetimes. So really, I hope that we use this opportunity very well to attain liberation, to follow the path of liberation. And in samsara, if we wish to rely on anybody to be free from samsara, the only one we can rely on is our Vajraguru. And really, the merit of the guru, this has started from when we were going to the monastery, we were making incense offerings, butter lamp offerings, paying refuge. And always remember the incredible merit and compassion of the Vajraguru. Because from the beginning, making incense offerings, to taking refuge, to renunciation, to attaining liberation, every single merit that we accumulated is important. And if we have one Vajraguru, this Vajraguru really represents all Vajragurus. All of the Vajragurus are one Vajraguru, and all of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are one Buddha and Bodhisattva. We really don't need to have so much discrimination. One Vajraguru can really represent countless Vajragurus. One Vajraguru represents all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And remember the great kindness, the great benevolence, the compassion of the Vajraguru, from taking refuge, practicing compassion, studying, reflecting, and practicing Buddha Dharma until liberation. And all of this is really necessary, so never forget great gratitude and cherishing towards the Vajraguru. And from making incense offerings to paying respect to the Vajragurus all the way until attaining enlightenment, not one drop of merit will be lost. Cause and effect is infallible. Any virtuous activity or action, just a moment's thought that is virtuous, will not be lost, will be there forever. And merit will increase day by day. Really, we must believe in the importance of engaging in virtuous activities. Virtuous activities bring about virtuous results. And definitely, through accumulating positive merit and having the right mindfulness and awareness, through this, we will definitely one day attain Buddhahood. However, to attain enlightenment in the same lifetime or in the bardos, this needs additional other merit and pith instructions. And Trekchor and Togal pith instructions and empowerments, we really must place importance on these. And while we are still revolving around in samsara, repent more. And yes, we may have this very precious human life now. However, if we really look back and think over countless lives, all the negativities that we have generated, our negative actions, even the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas wouldn't want to look back and see this or think about this. All of this negative karma. And what do we do about this negative karma? We repent. And we can recite the Sutra of Great Liberation. And really, the merit of the great Sutra of Great Liberation is inexpressible. Buddha personally spoke about the merits of the Sutra of Great Liberation. We see that what can't be purified in many respects is slandering the Dharma, slandering our Vajraguru, slandering cause and effect, really causing, I think, the five deeds that will directly take us to the hell realms. However, through the Sutra of Great Liberation, all of this, slandering the Dharma, slandering cause and effect, slandering our Vajraguru, all of the killing, the five actions of immediate retribution, all of these can be purified by reciting the Sutra of Great Liberation. The Sutra of Great Liberation can purify all of these, like killing our mother, harming an arhat, drawing blood of a Buddha, slandering the true Dharma, all of these wrong views. All of this can be purified. And so what we can do is we can sit before a representation of the Buddha or visualize Buddha and express that before Sakyamuni Buddha, we, on behalf of all sentient beings of all the worlds, we now recite the Sutra of Great Liberation for the purification of the negative karma of all beings. And recite it every day. If you can't finish it in one day and you're very busy, then finish reciting it over 3 days. And you can recite beginning, middle, end within 3 days. And very quickly, you can finish reading the Sutra of Great Liberation. And then after reciting this, all those negative karmas of maybe killing, abortions, gambling, all of these negativities, harming of sentient beings, you feel, oh, you have been released from a terrible burden. Your mind feels very light. And we can be full of joy and happiness. Sakyamuni Buddha is right there before us. And if Sakyamuni Buddha is saying, you carry on reciting like this, and all of your negative karma will be purified. And that Sakyamuni Buddha will be blessing our life. And so really, recite the Sutra of Great Liberation well. And I'll recite the transmission of the Sutra of Great Liberation. And by giving you the transmission, then when you recite the Sutra of Great Liberation, it has even greater blessing. Take the Sutra of Great Liberation and kneel, place the Sutra of Great Liberation in front of you, and then recite, I take homage in the Buddha, I take homage in the Dharma, I take homage in the Sangha. Recite this 3 times, and then and prostrate to Sakyamuni Buddha, and then say to Sakyamuni Buddha, on behalf of all sentient beings, that all of their negative karma may be purified, all the negative actions, negative karma of body, speech, and mind, I now repent before you. All of the negativities of harming, killing sentient beings, deceiving and stealing from sentient beings, for all of those sentient beings of whom I ate their flesh and drank their blood, and for all negative actions of body, speech, and mind within samsara that I ever generated, I here before you repent, and then wholeheartedly recite the Sutra of Great Liberation with a mind full of repentance. And then after finishing reading the Sutra of Great Liberation, right there and then, we feel purer. It's as if just all of a sudden, the state of our mind has improved. It has increased. It has been purified. We have a feeling like right now, I have attained Buddhahood.
Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Adha Dharana Daya Daya Bhavan, Sarva Dharma Bhavan Kha, Madhava Bhakha, Nabha Mala Sapar,
Recite with me.
Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Dharmaya.
Namo Dharmaya.
Namo Sanghaya.
Namo Sanghaya.
Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Dharmaya.
Namo Dharmaya.
Namo Sanghaya.
Namo Sanghaya.
Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Dharmaya.
Namo Dharmaya.
Namo Sanghaya.
Namo Sanghaya.
Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Dharmaya.
Namo Dharmaya.
Namo Sanghaya Soha.
Namo Sanghaya Soha.
Nama la jasun chu.
Nama la jasun chu.
Sanje la jasun chu.
Sanje la jasun chu.
Chu la jasun chu.
Chu la jasun chu.
Gan la jasun chu.
Gan la jasun chu.
Nama la jasun chu.
Nama la jasun chu.
Sanje la jasun chu.
Sanje la jasun chu.
Chu la jasun chu.
Chu la jasun chu.
Gan la jasun chu.
Gan la jasun chu.
Nama la jasun chu.
Nama la jasun chu.
Sanje la jasun chu.
Sanje la jasun chu.
Chu la jasun chu.
Chu la jasun chu.
Gan la jasun chu.
Gan la jasun chu.
Nama la jasun chu.
Nama la jasun chu.
Sanje la jasun chu.
Sanje la jasun chu.
Chu la jasun chu.
Chu la jasun chu.
Gan la jasun chu.
Gan la jasun chu.
Oman bei mei hong.
Oman bei mei hong.
Oman bei mei hong.
Oman bei mei hong.
Oman der sado hong.
Oman der sado.
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 Mara bazanad.
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 Oman banzengar ba masad hong.
Oman banzengar ba masad hong.
Om Bandangara Pamasada Hom.
Om Bandangara Pamasada Hom.
Om Zambalan Zalan Jaya Soha.
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 Om Darita Tari Tari Soha.
Om Darita Tari Tari Soha.
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 Darita Tari Tari Soha. Darita Tari Tari Soha.
And dedicate once to all sentient beings that they may attain enlightenment and be free from all suffering. And I wish for everybody to have good health and that everything is auspicious. And I wish everybody a very happy mid-autumn festival and that everybody may be able to attain enlightenment in this very lifetime.